Hello, Peter Lynham.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Double good. We're both good up here, Peter.
Excellent. That's good to hear. Yeah.
What's going on?
So this is a kind of obscure story, but in a way, it's a New Zealand connected story, and that is about the presidential election in Sri Lanka, because the result of the presidential election in Sri Lanka is in a sort of way connected to the attack on the mosque in Christchurch on the 15th of March.
How so?
Because that inspired, or seems to have had some connection with, the retaliatory attack by a Muslim terrorist group on various Christian and Buddhist sites, especially Christian sites, in Sri Lanka in Easter of the year. And the result of that has been to totally change the political climate in Sri Lanka, and the result is that an incredibly strong Buddhist government, Buddhist presidential candidate, has overthrown the existing president, who was expected otherwise than that to win, and is likely as a result to produce ongoing violence against Muslims and Christians and other minorities, essentially the Tamil minority.
Sounds sort of like a mini Donald Trump situation.
Yes, well, perhaps so. So, any was that this presidential election yesterday, Mr. Rajesh, of course, I have no idea how to pronounce Tamil names. Rajapaksa is the name of the man who was elected yesterday, not by a huge majority. 52% was his total proportion of the vote. The major candidate and existing president, Premadasa, who he was defeated, he got about 43 or 44%. But he was regarded as having failed to keep the peace. And I mean, you know that in many years ago there was a tremendous division in Sri Lanka, and the Tamil minority, that were Muslim and Hindu, they kind of rebelled, and it was impossible to move around the island freely. So it was a very deeply divided situation. And gradually, a single government was restored, but a fairly corrupt and rough and ready government. And all those factors might have contributed to the success of the group that carried out those terrible attacks in Easter last year. Do you vaguely remember those Easter attacks? I think we did talk about
it. Yeah, I do. It's what's really interesting is Rajapaksa is a man with quite a strong military background as well. Do you see his nickname? His family nickname for him is the Terminator.
Yeah.
And he served in several
Which
major
Terminator?
Offenses.
It's important. It's important. Which?
I'd say by this guy, Terminator 1.
Okay, that's not ideal.
Yeah, so this is a really tough customer. Defense Secretary, who is credited with having brought about the defeat of the Tamils over the years. His brother had been president back 10 years ago.
See, presidential situations should never be shared within a family.
Well,
that's a sign that the system is broken. America is a great one at this.
Unlike your cold exchange that went on in Russia,
right,
where president and prime minister were swapped, because the prime minister, he's going to appoint his brother, the former president, almost certainly, as the prime minister. And so it'll be totally a family control.
Yeah, it's shocking.
And why it's of interest to me is that most Muslims and those Christians who were attacked, likely, far from having better security, they're going to be in deep, deep trouble. Because this is going to be, it's odd to think, isn't it, of a militant Buddhist group. But this is going to be militant Buddhism, and that Terminator name is, you can imagine the kind of fear that's running around Sri Lanka at the moment for the minority. Of course, that lost. The majority clearly wants this power, and there's why democracy often works out in a harsh way.
Mm. Met a Sri Lankan once on a bus driving through Malaysia. He said it was very beautiful and I should check it out. He was a nice guy. If you're listening, mate, g'day.
Now, Peter, it obviously just sounds like there's going to be some bloodshed and violence and perhaps a little bit of military oppression in Sri Lanka for this term of government.
It's going to be a tight government. Mind you, the government does not yet control the legislature. So, I mean, for the moment, the president can't change the laws. And so he's a bit restricted. It'll be until next year that he can, if he can succeed in getting complete control. But of course, it seems likely that most of the Buddhist majority will now come behind him.
Mm.
And so that's when things will start to change. Incidentally, I was also intrigued because one of the sources that I looked at was the Times of India. And it seems surprising that President Modi of India would welcome the success of this Buddhist party. But he, in fact, has invited him over to India. But then you could argue that what Modi is doing in sort of backing the Hindu majority in India is very similar to what Rajapaksa plans to do in Sri Lanka. And see, what I think we're seeing is a pattern everywhere, and perhaps Trump is part of this pattern, of increasingly sectarian religious groups gaining significant power because they promise, what is it, unification? Or coming behind the dominant strand. The dominant strand ought to have the right to control the way things are.
Yeah, but is it also that complacency when it comes to the voting? People the person that was expected to win didn't win, and it was a big upset. That, to me, just rang true to the Trump thing.
Yes, I suppose that's true. And therefore, it really is, if we believe...
The disenchanted are just kind of like dropping
yeah.
out. Yeah.
And this is where actually voting in a way that thinks of the protection of minorities is not the normal way that people think about voting.
Mm, true. We usually vote in a very sort of selfish way, I guess, don't we?
Precisely. We think, what's in it for me?
Yeah, that's right.
And, I mean, you could argue that that was what happened in Hitler's Germany, that people voted for the desire to see the economy getting stronger and shut out the thought of the minorities and what was happening to them. Mm.
Oh, Peter, look, it's another brilliant window into a whole other vibe in another place, and we thank you for it very much.
Look forward to seeing you next week.
Thanks, mate.
Okay.